trusts Nathan Gornall has set himself a challenge, running 131 miles to celebrate 131 years of the National Trust, raising funds for vital conservation work along the way. Nathan works as a supporter recruitment manager for the Trust when he's not hitting the trails. He took a breather to come into the studio and read his article himself.
It may seem strange, considering that in April this year, I'll be running 131 miles in 9 days, but I've never actually completed a full marathon before. I came close back in 2015 when my wife Tash and I attempted the Bournemouth Marathon, but unfortunately, she passed out on the 22-mile mark and we crossed the finish line in an ambulance. Tash was delighted when she completed the Edinburgh Marathon last year, cheered on by me and our 18-month-old son. So now, it's my turn. The challenge I've set myself is to run 8 half marathons on consecutive days and then finish off with the London Marathon on the 9th day. I'm hoping to raise at least £2,000 for the National Trust in the process. I'll be running the half marathons at trust places around England and Wales. I'm starting at Souter Lighthouse in Tyne and Wear and working my way down through the likes of Clumber Park in Nottinghamshire, Tredegar near Newport, and Stowe in Buckinghamshire. Some are places I've visited before, but others, such as Ormsby Hall in Yorkshire, will be new to me, and I'm looking forward to exploring them. I think that 8 half marathons will be manageable, though getting going each morning might be a struggle. Each of my chosen places has a 10-kilometre loop trail, so I'll be able to run 2 laps, plus a little bit extra, to complete the distance and recover in the cafe afterwards. All of the routes are also part of the Trust 10 programme of free monthly running events, so you can try them for yourself. I'll probably take a short break between laps to grab a snack, take a photo or two, and chat with the local team. Hopefully, some of the staff and volunteers might even join me on the trails. Having others with me helps make the challenge feel less daunting, especially during those early runs when I need to be kind to myself to avoid burning out. If I'm perfectly honest, I'd usually choose to be kicking a football or swinging a golf club over running. I picked up the habit when I was in my teens, mainly because it meant I could listen to music uninterrupted. But I soon discovered that while most sports made my body hurt a lot afterwards, running had the opposite effect. There's something restorative about running. Out in nature, wind in your hair, accompanied by the sounds of birds or a trickling stream. It's the perfect salve for spending hours at a time in front of a screen, as many of us tend to do these days. For me, it offers a way to experience these landscapes deeply. I'm also able to take in 2 or 3 times as much of them as I would if I was walking, as I can cover more ground. I'm lucky in that my job means I get to visit lots of trust places all across the UK, usually 1 or 2 a week, so I know firsthand how incredible the landscapes in trust care can be, and the work that goes into looking after them, and opening them up for runners, hikers, and many other visitors to enjoy. I'm running to fundraise for the Trust because I want there to be more of these places, and I want them to be around for years to come. The money I raise could be used to help with anything from protecting dormouse habitats, to planting trees, or repairing the roofs of historic houses. It all counts. It's not just about the pounds and pennies either, it's also about raising awareness. I've spoken to so many people who hadn't realised that the National Trust is a charity. I hope this challenge sparks more of those conversations and maybe even inspires people to do their own fundraising to help look after the places they love. I know not everyone loves running or has the time to take on a lengthy challenge, but there are plenty of other ways to help, such as donating time by volunteering, picking up a good read from one of the Trust's secondhand bookshops, or supporting one of our fundraising appeals. I'm breaking my training into phases. First, getting used to the distance, and then conditioning my body to run on consecutive days. I live on the edge of North Bristol with lovely running routes along the River Frome. There's also an out-and-back trail that runs from the Trust's Tintsfield estate to Bristol City Council's Ashton Court on the edge of Bristol, which is great for longer runs. The London Marathon is the run I'm most nervous about, as I'm not going to train the full 26.2-mile distance beforehand. I want to be primed for the main challenge of the 8 half marathons, so I'm going to focus on training up to 13 miles, and then on the final day, I'll take it steady and treat it as 2 half marathons. Well, that's the plan anyway. I'm confident that I can do it. The question is, how much pain I'll be in at the end. But crossing that finish line on the 26th of April, knowing I've run 131 miles and raised money for something I care deeply about, that'll feel pretty great.
If you'd like to support Nathan's challenge to raise vital funds for Trust Landscapes, visit nationaltrust.org.uk/fundraising. Or maybe it's your turn to run the London Marathon in aid of trust places you love. Applications for the 2027 London Marathon will open soon. Keep an eye on our website at nationaltrust.org.uk/London-marathon for more information. If, on the other hand, you're keen to support our work without breaking a sweat, maybe one of these activities is more your thing.
Arrange a quiz night. A great way to have fun while supporting a good cause. Host it at your local pub, community hall, or even online, and ask for a small donation from each person taking part. Ask local businesses if they'd provide prizes, or simply let people compete for bragging rights.
Try a reading challenge. Why not turn a reading habit into a fundraising challenge? Set yourself a goal, maybe 100 books in a year, and ask friends and family to sponsor your literary journey. You could share reviews or host book swaps. Pick up your next read from a trust secondhand bookshop.
Leave a gift in your will. A powerful way to help protect the places you love for future generations. It doesn't have to be large. Even a small legacy can make a big difference and help to ensure that beautiful landscapes, historic buildings, and important wildlife habitats are cared for forever.
Host a coffee morning. Invite friends, neighbours, and colleagues, pump the kettle on, and serve up your best bakes. Donations soon add up when there's a scone involved. You could add some entertainment, perhaps a baking competition, craft workshop, or a performance by a local choir.
Declutter your home. Turn your spring clean into a fundraiser by selling unwanted items online and donating the profits. Whether it's clothes, books, or furniture, your clutter could help support UK conservation projects. You get a tidier home and the trust gets a boost. Win-win.
Make a donation. You could donate to a specific trust place or support one of our appeals. Donations to our Plant a Tree Fund will help us achieve our goal of planting and establishing 20 million trees by 2030. Or you could adopt a plot and help to renew a nature supersite for £8 a month.